Who's hiring? How do you find out which companies are hiring and what they're hiring for? And how do you get inside and make the connection? We'll talk about that today in Company of One, episode number 91.
Welcome to the Company of One podcast featuring Dale Callahan. Dedicated to helping you find freedom in life and with your career. Learn how to not only increase your income, but take control of the income you acquire. Let's ignite that inner entrepreneur in you. Now, welcoming your host, Dale Callahan.
One of the most common questions I get when I'm doing a workshop, and I do a lot of workshops where I'm doing mostly their ministries, where their career assistance ministries, we would call them, where people are trying to find jobs or out of jobs, they need some help, and they go to churches usually, and they're trying to, you know, work with a team of people to coach them on doing everything from interview skills to resume skills, and you know, they'll bring me in as a speaker frequently at these things, and I used to go in with fairly packaged talks. What I do, and now I've kind of moved into the just Q&A question. And one of the things I started doing is, and this works for small groups. You know, obviously, if this group gets really big, this doesn't work. But when you've got 10 to, you know, well, it may be even as many as a few people to, you know, maybe up to 20. I'll just say, you know, something along the lines. I'll tell them a little bit about what I do. Here's so tell me. I'll ask them, I'll say, put the question back on you. What is it we can talk about to be the most valuable to you today? What questions can I answer? What things can I tell you so that you will know this experience was the most valuable thing that you ever had? It's, by the way, it's an awesome way to do a talk if you're going into a group that you don't really have know what they want to know, as long as you're prepared to answer their questions. And I usually, what I'll do is I'll get their questions, I'll write them on a whiteboard or whatever is available in the room. And one of the questions I very often get is, tell me who's hiring. And usually it's kind of almost a gruff, you know, quasi-offensive tone. Like, if you think you can tell me stuff, just tell me who's hiring. You know, understanding the people in this situation, I've been there, done that. That, you know, you get to the point, you're just beat down, you're downtrodden, you feel like you should give up, but you can't because you have a family to support. And, you know, it can be a pretty devastating and emotionally trying time, and with a whole bunch of people giving you a lot of advice that doesn't seem to pan out. So, you know, that question, who's hiring? I jump right into that one because I think that is the most powerful question that you can ask. And I'm going to answer that for you today. Who's hiring in your neighborhood? Who's hiring in your city? Who's hiring in your industry? Just in plain, simple terms, who's hiring? I do know the answer. By the way, so do you. And I will prove it to you here in just 1 minute. But before we get started, hopefully you don't hear the background noise. I am in my home studio, and the people at my wonderful neighbors it's beginning to be springtime, and they're doing their yard, so they have blowers out there going. You probably cannot hear that because of the microphone I'm using, but I can, so it's distracting. If you do hear it, if you hear this loud hum, you know, just ignore it. If you hear somebody scream, well, that's a whole other issue. So as we get into this subject, one thing I do want to tell you about, a couple of things I want to tell you about, is I'm going to be doing a webinar on networking for introverts, which is actually related to this kind of stuff. It's through the university. I will put a link in the show notes to how to attach to that webinar. It's coming up in a week or so, maybe 2 weeks. I'll put a link. It's in the afternoon, I believe, on Central Standard Time or Central Daylight Time, whatever we are on now. And that webinar is will walk you through how to do some of this stuff that we're talking about today in a lot more detail. So it's very related. Also, for those of you that have been trying to give me reviews on iTunes, thank you so much for your time. It's kind of weird to me because a lot of people are struggling with it, and I've sent many of you, many of you emails about how to do it. You know, and it's, I remember the first time I did it, it was a little bit confusing. But basically, if you search on Company of One iTunes on Google, and you can just, you know, it will show up, and it's going to be probably the first thing that shows up, quite frankly, Company of One iTunes. And then you go to it, and then you have a little thing on the side, on the left-hand side, that will say Open in iTunes. Now, if you don't have iTunes installed on your machine, especially if you're a Windows user, you know, you will have to install iTunes. I think, I don't know of any way around it. Now, fortunately, many of you have iPhones, so you already have an Apple ID. You know, that's that thing you log onto your iPhone with to do everything. But when you open in iTunes, then there's some tabs right there, kind of in the middle, right there, list all the podcast shows, and then one of the tabs is reviews. And you can just click in there and hit review. I'm going to put some notes. I'm going to even do a blog post on how to do an iTunes review. And I'm not making fun of anybody that's struggling with it, because I was talking to another podcaster yesterday. I was on his show, The Champion Entrepreneur, awesome show with Anthony Witt, will come out in a few weeks. And I was telling him about this after the show. I was telling him, man, you, how do you deal with that? And he said, man, it's a struggle that he has too. iTunes doesn't necessarily make it the most obvious. If you're a Mac user, it's probably not a big deal. I thought you could even do it from your iPhone, but you cannot. Well, at least I haven't been able to figure it out. So thank you for those of you who have done that, and thank you for those who are trying. And I'm just going to kind of open up the gate. I told it I was going to do it for 8 people, but I know how it works. Some of you are going to send it in and really not take advantage of it, because that's just how we operate, right? We forget. I'm going to do a free coaching session for people that leave me an iTunes review. So again, I don't have access to your email just on iTunes. So if you will leave me a review and email me and tell me that you left me a review, and this is very important, I forgot to say this before, and so if you're trying to tell me this and I sound ignorant, it's not just because I'm ignorant. It's you have to also tell me what country you are in, because I cannot see, if you go to iTunes and if you're in the United States and you look at the iTunes reviews, you can only see reviews from the United States unless you change your country. So you cannot see any reviews that might be there from Great Britain or South Africa or anywhere else. And the same if you were in other countries, you have to change your country. Most of my reviews that I know of are in the United States, or they're at least done on the United States system. So if you are in another country besides the United States that you did the review in, also tell me I'm in Japan or I'm in South Africa or wherever, so I can go find it. And I will cut and paste the review and use it in some every now and then, and bring it up on the show. But anyway, I will send you, once you send me an email, I'll send you a link about scheduling some time that we can do a coaching session. And I really, really would enjoy it, because what I do is it helps me learn. I mean, this is not just for you. I'm selfish. It helps me learn some of the pain points you guys are having, some of the challenges. And so it's, you know, it's not just, don't feel like, hey, you know, you're taking from me, because actually you're giving to me by doing that. By taking that opportunity to do that. Most of the coaching I do, you know, is with a certain segment of people. And so this will probably break me outside of that segment some, and I think that would be awesome. So thank you very much. I do really, really appreciate it. Even the effort, for those of you who have told me, some of you are in countries where your internet is not the best, and you're taking you forever to download iTunes. I've gotten a few of those emails. I'm on a 2-hour download or something. So thank you so much for that opportunity and for their effort. Now, let's jump into about the job thing. I was doing a workshop the other day, or a couple of weeks ago, on who's hiring, and the question who's hiring came up. Now, so let me give you the fast answer to who is hiring, and let me explain to you what I mean. The fast answer is everyone is hiring. Every single company is hiring. Every single individual is hiring. Everybody, now I'm leaving out those people who are raw destitute on the side of the roads, you know, panhandling for money, or at least most of them. People are hiring. You are hiring. So let me give you an example of what I mean. How do I know that's true? Let's say you're out of work, you're that destitute person, and I ask these people in this group, you know, you're out of work, you're kind of not destitute, but you're struggling, you feel demotivated, you're frustrated, all those kind of things that go on with that in a job search that goes on for a couple of weeks, months, in some of these people's cases, years. Let's say I told them, hey, I can guarantee you that I can get you in front of people, get you in front of the right people, get you on a job search where you're beginning to have fun, enjoy it, talking to the right connections, and that you will have a job in a few months. I will guarantee it. Matter of fact, I will put money on it, your money. You know, if I can do that, I will charge you $6,000 paid once you get the job over a certain period of terms, so maybe, you know, a couple of months. You know, and I said, you know, if I can do that, would you be interested in having the next conversation if I just put that pitch out there? And they were all like, yeah, if you can do that, we'll talk to you. Now, I wasn't trying to pitch a coaching service. What I was trying to tell them was, you're hiring. I mean, that's exactly what I told them. I said, well, clearly, then you are hiring. You who are out of work and don't, you know, struggling maybe on a budget, some of them not, some of them are, you need a job to make money, and you're willing to spend money that you don't have. Now, obviously, once I start to make the money flow and I deliver the goods, but the reason that that works is I tapped in to their pain. I tapped into what is causing them grief. And all I'm really interested in was, all I was interested in with them is not to close the deal, but for them to say, yeah, let's have a conversation, not interested. You know, those people who call you up, telemarketers, or come to your door and knock on your door, and they're trying to sell you something, and you just like, I just want to get rid of you as fast as I can. I'm not interested in light bulbs, vacuum cleaners, encyclopedias, whatever you're selling. Don't need it. Don't want it. Please go away. We've all had that experience. But when somebody stops and pauses and says, hey, well, tell me more. Now that means they're hiring. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to hire me or they're going to hire you, but it means that I've tapped into the issue. So how do I know this works? There's not a company in the world, that is not hiring if you can solve their problem. The same thing applies. They have pain, they have issues, they have things they wish they were doing, they have things they wish were not happening to them, they have things they're tired of doing, and they wish that they could make it happen better. Essentially, if you can do one of two things, if you can help a company increase their revenue, increase sales, whatever they're doing, or if you can help a company decrease expenses, either one of those are very promising avenues. It's not the only things, though. Some bureaucrat companies, like government agencies, sometimes they just need a warm body to fill a position because they have a certain amount of money allocated. If they don't fill the position, then the money goes away. Now, I personally would not want to work for one of those organizations, but that's how a lot of them work. You know, they have an empty position, pay $67,000 per year, and they can't fill the position, and if they don't fill it quickly, then their big boss will take the money away, and that position's gone forever. So they're kingdom builders. And a lot of large companies, and almost all government agencies in every country, that is the case, they're kingdom builders, whether they're city, county, state, federal governments, you know, whatever, in whatever it is in your country, that they do those things, that they have government money, in other words, your tax money, and they just want to make sure it's spent because I want to have the maximum number of employees working for me as I can. It's my kingdom. It's my honor, you know, to, you know, it's my, I feel like the king to be doing that. So that adds value to them. Just to say, hey, you're a warm body, I can stick over here. Again, I don't like those kind of jobs, but that's a real pain for a lot of these organizations that is really real pain. So if I go talk to a company, though, and I understand what their pain is, and I understand how I might can solve it, we have something to talk about. Okay? Does that make sense? I mean, I just want to make the point, everyone is hiring. Every single person is hiring. You just have to find out why they are hiring. And that doesn't mean they all have a job ad out. That does not mean there you can go to monster.com or your local newspaper, even though that probably doesn't exist anymore, or some other job placements thing and find a job that they have. I mean, we have jobs I'm hiring for at this very moment that have never been advertised. The last people we hired to do something, we never advertised for it. We just found the people we wanted and went and asked them. Now, had somebody else come and talk to us, we probably likely would have hired them. As a matter of fact, sometimes in the hiring mode, that's kind of the mode I take is I'm lazy. And it's almost easier to wait for somebody, the right person to come along, and you grab them. And you say, yes, we have an opportunity for you. Sometimes I have to work and reach out. But rarely do we put a job ad out looking for people. And by the way, if you're answering job ads out, you know, you're probably wasting your time. I'm in the process right now. I will go to lunch here shortly with a new faculty member at the university. I found him by picking up the telephone and calling him and saying, hey, you know, we need somebody. I know you're awesome. Will you come? Can we talk? He's on board, and now we're talking details. And that's how most people do it. So your trick is, you know, going inside the companies, finding the pain. Okay, so how do you find the pain? Hopefully you're with me. And by the way, if you want to tell me, I am never offended at such. Maybe I'm sick at this. If you want to just send me an email and say, Dale, you're an idiot. This does not work. Let's talk. Seriously, let's talk, and I can talk you through this. I mean, go give me an interview and tell me, hey, I like listening to this guy because he's an idiot, and he just makes me laugh. You know, that's fine. Give me a review for that. Let's get on and talk about coaching. I can walk you through this process. I guarantee you it works. And it's not my magic, by the way. This is an R&D that I did. Research, not research and development. This is rob and duplicate, as we would say. It's been done many, many, many times before. This is common advice. This is unlike what you typically get at the job places where they tell you to update your resume and you know, interviewing skills. We're going to talk about it a little bit backwards. So ready? If you're in this situation looking for a job, then you need to listen. If you're not looking for a job right now, this is a blast to go do. If you want to open up your doors and be motivated and feel pumped up, this is a blast. So here's what you do. First, how do you find the companies? If you're almost anywhere in the world, you probably have more companies and hiring people than you can talk to. You just feasibly just can't, because there's, you know, even in smaller cities, you know, there's just more than you can talk to, because usually there's a larger city close to you or something like that. But, you know, so if you're in a small town, maybe then this works opposite. But usually what you need to do is find the right people to go talk to. I'm in a pretty decent sized city, and I spend times in some of the larger cities, and, you know, it's just impossible. There's a company every 5 feet. And most of them, by the way, you do not know about. You don't know about them. They don't have big, giant buildings with their names and lights on them. Most of, you know, most of them are kind of hid in a corner, doing awesome business, providing services, and you never know that they're there. They don't have trucks rolling. They don't have those kind of things. So you just don't see them. So here's some things that you can do. Is number one, look for companies that you like doing business with. For instance, if you are a frequenter at a grocery store and you love what they do and so you always go there, now maybe the grocery business doesn't feel like it pays enough for you, but what's going on there? Go talk to those companies that you like to buy from. Now, who do you talk to? We'll get to that in just a minute. But what I want to do is make a target group of companies and never, never throw a company out just because you think, I don't want to be a cashier in the grocery store line. For beginners, you may not know what a cashier makes. And number two, the company does a lot more than that. It has all kinds of operations that you haven't thought about. If they have cashiers and stuff, they have everything from logistics to computer systems to finance to real estate. They've got everything going on under the sun. So companies you like doing business with. Now, why do I say that? You already know their products and services. You probably like them and respect them as a company and feel like they do a pretty good job. You feel like the people that they work with, they hire, are people that you enjoy being around, probably. So it's a great place to start, companies you like doing business with. Another one is companies doing what you love doing. For instance, if you love helping, I know some people who love helping the elderly. They love hanging around nursing homes and just talking to elderly. It lights up their day. They love visiting people in their homes that are elderly and homebound. It's a blast to them. Find companies who do that. Find companies who do anything related to that. If you love outdoor sports, who's doing that? If you love NASCAR or, you know, automotive racing of any type, find the people who are in or around that industry. What's going on there? Because again, we think of a sporting industry as just the people out there doing the sport, the race car drivers, the football players, the basketball players, the soccer players. We think of it as that and the coaches. But there's organizations behind all of those things. And how much fun would it be, like if you're a computer programmer, that you know you're no longer working in the insurance industry, which you've maybe found boring, but you are a big fanatic of football, and now you're working in the professional football industry as a programmer. How much fun is that? Think about that. As a friend of mine used to say, find out what your dream is and get as close as you possibly can. What we're talking about is marrying the love of what you are passionate about and where your skills already are, and there's a market demand, and you just find that perfect spot. And what we're talking about is just finding people to go talk to. Because it's easier to get inside the doors and think about these companies than it is just to pick up a Google search and try to find all the companies in your town. What we're trying to do is shorten the list. So I'm gonna just add to anything that interests you, any company that is around that just does something cool. There's a company in our town that makes high-end, very technologically sophisticated motorcycles for racing, I believe. You know, things like Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and, you know, all these kind of things embedded in their systems. And for somebody that's into stuff like that, man, how cool would it be to be working on something like that? So what you're looking for is anything that just creates interest, where it just be fun to be involved in it. What you're trying to do is move from a list of 20,000 companies that may be in your town to 20, right? Or 50. Once you get to 100, it's kind of hard to get your hands around it. But you're trying to get to a small enough number that you can get your hands around it. You need 10 to go talk to. So you got to narrow it down some way. So you might as well narrow it down in something that interests you. So let's say you get a list of these companies that you want to go talk to. And now how do you get an interview with them? Now, I'm going to say here, forget what you think about when I say the word interview. As a matter of fact, I call it reverse interviews. Sometimes they're called informational interviews. You can look on my site. I will put links to those articles. I never want to do a formal interview. Instead, what you want to do is find the right person in that organization and go ask for advice. Yeah, that's what I said. Go ask for advice. Forget an interview. Don't call up a company and say, I'm looking for a job. Can I come talk to you? What you would do instead, you know, if I was a sports fan and you know, I might use LinkedIn as an awesome tool to do this, to find these people, you know, because you can get on LinkedIn and search for you know, that company name in your city or something, and find people who are engaged in that company. What you're looking for is the highest ranking person you can get your hands on. The person's got to have the power to hire. They got to have the power to hire, fire. They've got to have the power to spend the cash. Now, the reason is not because you're looking for the person who can hire you. The reason is because some of the questions you're going to ask, other people cannot answer. You've got to have a person who's got skin in the game, if you'll think of it that way, because they won't be able to answer your question fairly. So in large companies, middle management sometimes is not your best. You need to get hitting a vice president level. Now, that may sound intimidating, but it, trust me, these people at the higher levels are easier to talk to than the lower levels. And if the company is busy doing business in your town, the people at those higher levels are much more focused on community service and things like that than the people that are in the middle. They're focused on getting their jobs done, keeping their nose to the grindstone, working 900 hours a week. They're so busy, 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 busy. And their bosses are going to functions, they're going to lunches, they're out and about, they love talking to people. That's what they do. So they're easier to reach at the higher level. I find it easier to talk to an officer of a company a lot of times than a middle manager. It just is the way it is. It's kind of opposite from what you would think. So what you want to do is reach out to them and say, you know, hey, I'm a guy who, you know, I'm Dale Callahan. I'm sitting here. I've lost my job. I'm trying, but I'm not looking for a job so much. I'm in a search trying to figure out where to go next. I don't want to take a wrong position. I feel like I want to do the right thing next time. And I'm just trying to explore industries. Now that is a much less intimidating conversation than, hey, I'm looking for a job. And if you don't believe that, reverse it. If I called you up at your house and said, hey, I want to come do your yard work and I want to give you a contract for doing your yard work, you know I'm asking for money. But if I called you up and said, you know, I'm just interviewing neighbors with yards and I'm just trying to find out what kind of things that you care about in your yard, you know, will you kind of talk to me for a few minutes and tell me what you care about? I'm not looking for business. I'm just looking for advice. Much different conversation. You're an owner of a home. You have a yard. And, hey, you like giving advice. Everybody loves giving advice. So it's a much, much less intimidating conversation. So you want to reach out to that person. You want to tell them, hey, I just want to come talk to you. I'm going to use a few minutes. I'm going to give you a detailed example in a future podcast, maybe even next week, of me doing this. When I first did this, I will kind of walk you through in detail what happened. You want to ask for an appointment. Not an interview. And you might even do it, hey, can I buy you lunch? Can we go out and have coffee? You don't necessarily have to do it on their setting. Now, when you go in and ask for advice, you should obviously be dressed professionally. You should be dressed about a lot like they are. Okay? If they're in a sport coat or some equivalent dress for a woman, wear that. If they're in khakis and, you know, a golf shirt, wear that, you know. I mean, go dress kind of like they are. Don't overdress the part, but certainly don't go dressed up in ragged clothes. But what you want to ask them is say, you know, I'm in a search. What's it like to work in this industry? Obviously, you're going to talk about you a little bit, but you want to move the conversation over to them as much as possible. What's it like to work in this industry? How did you get to where you are? Where did you get started? If you had to do this over again, would you come in the same industry or what would you do different? What are your greatest challenges in this job? Now, I like to ask that last question, what are your greatest challenges? Sometimes I like to ask, what keeps you awake at night? Now, oddly enough, I get the literal people tell me, well, what keeps me awake at night is I drink coffee at night or my neighbor's dog's barking. It's not what I meant.
Yeah. What I meant is, what worries you? What are your great challenges that you're struggling with that you don't really have a good solution to?
And the point is, that's a key question. But the point is, you want to get them talking.
When you're done, you ask them who else you should go talk to. You even ask them for an introduction. You thank them and leave.
Now, so if you ask for 20 minutes, don't take 30. Take 20. Be honest with your time.
And don't jump up and don't bring a resume. Don't do all those kind of things, okay? So you're really looking for advice. If you want to work there, you can deal with that later.
So what's the point, Dale? I went and did this. Came back. It was kind of fun. What's the point? Here's a couple things that happened. If you did this right, number one, you got them to like you.
I know that. Dale Carnegie would say, if you want to get people to like you, get them to talk about their favorite subject, themselves.
Okay.
Number two, you learned about the business from the inside. Not what it looks like from the outside. What does it really look like from the inside? Either, you know, you may have been really pumped up and excited about what you heard, or you may have been disgusted by what you heard. Either way, you know. Now you know. You have an inside track. If you do want to work there, you know the name, have the business card, have the email address now, because they're probably going to give you their card. You have all this information about who to contact for the next step. You're not going to go through HR. You're at least not going to start there.
Number four, and this is the most important thing, you know their pain. That question, what's holding you back, what's keeping you awake at night, however you ask it, you now know what is really important to them, and you know what their pain is. If you're talking to somebody at a high enough level, it's very likely that they told you, look, our greatest pain is this, and this cost us this amount per year. We lose $5 million per year because we can't do this. We have potential for revenue of X million dollars a year, but we can't do it because of this. That's my challenge. That's my pain. Very likely, when you're talking to somebody who starts to put that in, they don't hesitate and they give you a solid number, you're talking to the right person, because you're talking to the person in charge. Very often now, and this is why you don't do this so much in middle management. Middle management doesn't really understand the pain of the organization, and they don't know the financial value. And by the way, if you want a job there, you're a financial number, right? A $5 million problem versus a $100,000 salary, easy conversation. If I got a problem because my printer always breaks down over here, I can't relate that to cash. And that's what you'll get in middle management. So you want to, that's why you got to go high enough in a company to get the pain. Plus, it's much easier to go down from the top than it is up from the bottom. Also, now here's another thing. Most people find this kind of fun. The pressure's off from a formal interview, but it's very much an interview. They got to know you, you got to know them. So what do you do next? You do it again. And again, I would suggest doing this at least 10 times, even maybe in the same industry, maybe in different industries. You know, once you lock down on an industry you really love, maybe I'm into the grocery business. I want to talk to as many people in the grocery business as I can before I land and take a job. Now, okay, you're probably telling me now, Dale, I've already done this. I've already talked to all these people in the grocery business. But yeah, probably what you mean is you've gone on interviews and you filed things through HR. Because if you've done this, you probably have a job. And if you don't, then there's something wrong with the way you're intersecting with their pain of how you can solve their problem. Right. And this is, Dan Miller talks about this. If you're doing something in a job search, you start dissecting it. What part of the job search is failing for you? If you're getting inside companies and talking to them and you're not getting offers, then there's something about the way you're pitching yourself. It's not a matter of your ability to get in or adjusting a resume or something like that. But at this point, we're just trying to find the openings. So the result, I will The result is going to be job offers. The result is going to be job offers. But the result's going to be a lot more than that. I just can't tell you how many people I have seen do this and have their eyes opened to possibilities that they had never dreamed were out there. When you go through our graduate program, this is not an option. We require people to do this. And some people are like, I love my job, Dale. But it's awesome because they come back and they just find out so many things. And sometimes they even do this inside their own company. They start going and talking to vice presidents, people that they only know in name only. And they realize there's a million opportunities in these big companies. And they're just stuck in a cube doing the one. And it opens their eyes, and especially this is great for people if you're disgruntled in your own company and feel like the company's a bunch of idiots and it's a boring job. Try this inside your own company. It will wake you up to realize, wow, there's a lot of stuff going on here. Now, you still may not like the company. You may not like what they do. You may not like the service. You may not like the culture. You may not like the leadership. But you might. And it's much easier to change positions inside of a company often than it is to go outside. So hopefully this gives you some ideas, some things to help about. I thank you again for listening. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you. I thank you for the opportunity for hoping that we can do something to solve your pain.